Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 2 and 3. Jesus said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.'" Children are masters at it, even without much practice. It just comes naturally. Whining, begging, pleading, pestering. Young children have an advantage over adults. Without as many earthly cares, they can get away with having one-track minds. The child who wants mom and dad to buy them something at the store asks and asks and asks again. And why? Because they understand the power of persistence, especially when their parents are in the habit of giving in. But it has to make God wonder about his own children. Why don't they utilize the necessary art of pestering him? Why is it that if they even think to ask their Heavenly Father for something, they only ask once, or maybe twice, and then give up? Could it be that in their heart of hearts, they think that prayer is powerless? Could it be that in the back of their minds, they're wondering whether they're making their request to someone who doesn't actually exist? Could it be that they've convinced themselves that even if there is a God, he's a miserly ogre and not a gracious and loving father? If God has this impression of you, can you blame him? After all, when was the last time you engaged in such unceasing, persistent prayer that you were actually concerned that your Heavenly Father might get fed up with you and respond, "Enough, I've heard you already"? Truth be told, it's more likely for sinners like you and me to go many days without offering up even one sincere, heartfelt prayer, much less pelt the throne of God's grace with one request after another. And still, our Heavenly Father patiently waits and listens. Because of Jesus' saving work, our sinful lack of persistent prayer is forgiven. It's as if we have lived lives of perfectly persistent prayer, and we get a fresh start. Let's take advantage of it. Live a life of persistent prayer starting today. Dear Jesus, grant me the spiritual persistence and stamina I need to offer you my prayers relentlessly. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.